Well, now it's time for our Bloomberg Law Report. Let's get to the legal stories we're watching this morning with Steve Podisk in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington newsroom.
The U.S. has once again refused to qualify China as a market economy. This adds to tensions between the economic superpowers days before President Trump's first trip to Beijing. The Interior Department wants to streamline federal regulations governing oil and gas projects, as well as diverse activities on federal lands, ranging from the largest coal mines to simple brush clearing projects or recreational opportunities. And medical device companies are getting more guidance from the FDA on how to use an alternative pathway to get innovative products on the market faster.
Bloomberg Law. Everything you need, all on one legal research platform, including guidance, analysis, and Bloomberg Market Intelligence. Find out more at BloombergLaw.com.
And now let's dig deeper into today's top legal story. Special Counsel Robert Mueller unveiling the first charges in his investigation into Russian interference in the election. For more on the story, Bloomberg Law host Jim Grasso and Michael Best speak with William Banks, a professor at Syracuse University Law School, and Fordham Law School professor Andrew Kent.
Bill, you have the first indictments. You have two very high-ranking people having been indicted for things that aren't entirely, don't seem to be related to the actual campaign itself. What do these developments tell us about where Mueller's investigation stands right now?
Well, you know, it is an important signal that that the investigation is far from over, that it's probably still picking up momentum. These are important developments, but they're by no means the end. I think in some ways the Papadopoulos agreement is more central to the concerns that perhaps the Trump administration colluded with the Russians. I think the fact that Papadopoulos was at a meeting early on or had connections early on with Russian government officials while he was employed by the Trump campaign is pretty damaging.
Andrew, let's look at the timing of what Mueller is doing. First, he announces the indictment of Manafort and Gates. While everyone is still talking about that, and before they've even gone before a judge, they unseal a plea in a separate case, and George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty October 5th. Do you see that Mueller is trying to set something up here with these double-timed announcements?
You're probably. Obviously, he's operating in an extremely sensitive environment, so I assume Mueller is timing things in a way that he thinks will give him the most space to continue with an investigation.
Is there also a sort of a warning to people who are in the White House that this is happening and I've got someone here who's cooperating with the FBI?
I think it absolutely is a warning. And it's also, you saw the talking point from the president before the Papadopoulos plea was released, saying, this was just about stuff in the past, has nothing to do with me, has nothing to do with my campaign, nothing to do with Russia, nothing to see here about Manafort. And then, quickly the Papadopoulos plea is released, which is all about attempts to collude with Russia.
And that's Fordham Law School professor Andrew Kent and William Banks, a professor at Syracuse University Law School, speaking with Bloomberg's Jim Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio. And find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com for more information.